Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Need Wine. It's Ashley.
And what's going on? It's Bar.
No, you're just supposed to say, and it's Bar.
Oh.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of I Need Wine. It's Ashley.
It's Bar.
And we're back. We're back for another week. We made it to another week. I say that every week, but honestly, if you watch the news, it's a miracle. It's a miracle that we're here. Okay, between the ice caps melting four times faster than anywhere else in the world. I read that. It's a fact. So don't fact check me. Fact check the fact
the checker. Fact checker,
right? Yeah.
The world just spun at 1.59 something seconds faster than ever before the other day.
And
so that's terrifying.
I feel like I'm just blessed. We're just blessed to see another week. So I want to start off by I'm giving myself a pat on the back as I say this. I want to start off by saying, no, I am. I finished my first week of nursing school.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you very much. Give me your little
100%.
A little round of applause. Let me just clarify, because I saw a few questions. People were like, I thought you already graduated. Yes, but not with the nursing license. So that is the difference here. Basically, I went to medical assisting school, which in hindsight was a complete waste of time.
No, how?
In my opinion.
But then you're here now, so without that, you would not be here.
That's not true.
No?
No.
Oh.
Without my associate's degree, I couldn't be here.
Oh, okay.
But my medical, I mean, don't get me wrong, medical assisting taught me, like, terminology, how to draw blood, how to give shots. It taught me a lot of, like, dosage calculations. And so that gives me an advantage I see in class over some of the people who didn't get that training.
Right.
And then my associate's degree that I have is in science.
Right.
And that was just basically my prerequisite. So psychology, okay. Math, biology, all that kind of stuff that's like surface level.
Okay.
Now, right. I am in nursing school.
I was about to say, what?
And I see a lot of people saying, like, is it CNA? Blah, blah, blah. No, it's RN, okay? It's RN, and I'm very excited about that. I feel like it was a lot of work to get here.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Can you break it down? Like, all right, it's like RN. What did you just say? CNA. Then you got like a RNA or something like.
So, basically, as a medical assistant, no offense to any medical assistants. I'm speaking about myself here too. That's like the lowest of the totem pole.
Right.
Basically, it's a fucking janitor, especially in California because. Like, for instance, Kaiser. No medical assistants at Kaiser are doing shit like giving shots, shit like
right,
that.
Right, right.
You know,
of
Kaiser, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, you do this training thinking you're going to get in the hospital and be busting patients. And then you're
that,
like cleaning
you
beds, you're restocking gloves,
right.
You're doing paperwork, you're basically doing administration. So
right.
That's
okay.
One thing. And also in the state of California, medical assistants cannot do a lot of stuff.
That they teach you to do.
Yeah.
What?
I mean,
the point?
I think
what's
it's,
the point?
I mean, I think it's a mixture of the probably. I don't know. But basically, when I was working as a medical assistant, and I worked in pediatrics, I worked in GI, and I worked in onco. Basically, what I did was like clean the rooms, restock the rooms. I would print out the whatever the patient was coming for, so in peds, if the patient was coming for, like, a checkup, you know, or,
right.
Like, you know, for their school or their immunizations or, you know, a circumcision, I would get the papers ready.
Right.
I would get the room ready with the supplies.
Right.
I would check
okay.
them in, walk them back. And then things that I would do would be, like, finger sticks. So we're looking to get you, like, hemo.
Okay.
Finger sticks, things
yeah,
like that.
Like
it wasn't anything
shit.
That like I learned in school that I thought I was going to be doing.
Oh, so you weren't doing no shots or nothing?
No.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of places don't let MAs do shots.
I didn't know that.
So we are, MAs are basically assistants to nurses, right?
Right. Oh, okay.
So then I will be a nurse who is an assistant basically to a doctor. However, nurses, their scope of practice is so much bigger than an MA. So as a nurse, I can give you an IV. I can take your blood. I can do a lot of things, especially me trying to go on and be a nurse practitioner, I can pretty much do everything as a nurse practitioner. But as right. a nurse, like, things that I can't do are, like, I can't give you a diagnosis.
Because what's the step up from nurse practitioner?
Doctor.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a doctor, right?
Pretty much, I think, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah, I believe it is.
That is... That's a difference. That's
crazy.
And that's why I'm going for nurse practitioner, because then I'll be able to do Botox and stuff like that out of my own practice.
Yeah.
Versus paying a doctor or paying a nurse practitioner.
At that point, you might as well just be a doctor.
I mean, I've thought about it. But hey, it's a lot of fucking school. That's
crazy, though. But that's crazy, though. Like, really think about that. Like, how close you are to becoming a doctor.
I mean, I'm not that close.
Nah, but just think about it. Like, it's a couple years.
I'm closer than you. I'm closer than most people, you know. Years. But I'm not that close.
But a couple years.
Yeah.
That's not long.
No, it's not.
You're 25. A couple years.
I could probably be a doctor by the time I'm like
28,
30.
28. 29.
I don't know. Anyways, we're not here to talk about that. I feel like this week of nursing school was very good, very... I don't want to say easy because, and I had a knock on wood, and I don't see no wood around us, but I think that it was very quick. Like, it's very, like, it's a lot of knowledge all at once.
Right.
And as I was looking at what we learned this week, just the first week, I'm like, God damn.
Nah, when you came back and told me all of the, everything that you covered in class, and one day I was like, oh, hell nah.
This is ridiculous. And then, like, you know how you can learn stuff and then dump it? Like, some stuff you don't need, some stuff you keep around. Nursing is not like that. You have to remember
everything
that you learned, because it's a ever-evolving, you know, career field. Yeah. Like, things are always changing. Things are always coming out. Things are always, you know, being upgraded. So it's like, you have to have the knowledge. You have to continue your knowledge. Otherwise, you won't know what's current, what's new.
Right.
It's a lot.
That is a lot. Definitely. Especially with the amount of subjects that you cover in every day. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like,
it's right now, we only have two classes, chemistry, anatomy, and physiology.
Okay, so you're gonna have more.
And then, yes.
How many classes are you gonna have at once at max?
Three. Yeah.
That's hella shit.
Three classes at once at max.
But the reason it's so much, though, is because of how much you're doing in the class. Like, you would hear, like, three classes and be like, that's not that bad. No. The three classes is, like, nine classes. It's, like, three classes in each class, for real. Like, it's crazy.
It's a lot. And I feel like my issue, I have a time management issue. And I feel like... that if anything's going to be my downfall, that's going to be my downfall. Because I have a bad way of procrastinating, a bad way of being like, I'm going to do this 30 minutes later, 40 minutes later, 50 minutes later. I'm going to do this.
Or you getting places late.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
No, I don't go to school late.
No, you don't go to school late.
But I will be late. But I don't be late to school.
You will be late to shit.
Yeah, that's true. Let's talk about your flaws. Shoot the
let's
fuck.
Let's talk about my flaws.
No, for real. This I feel really good. I will feel really good.
I feel really good
about myself because I am following a goal that was a goal for me, and I just feel like, you know, I could have been a stripper.
Right? Because you definitely was not. You was not a stripper at any point, for sure.
Never.
Why would you do that?
You know what? The cash. You know what? The freaking cash.
The money.
And I also...
Nah, but it is cool because you've been doing it for quite some time. Like, for real.
Well, I've been trying to get to this point for quite some time.
Like, even with breaks and all still, though, it's like you still doing... Like, you've still been doing this for a minute at this point. And it's like... It's just dope to see you still constantly... keep going to go at it, you feel me?
You know what? It's hard. It's a sacrifice, but, like, it's a drop in the bucket when you think about, like, I could own my own med practice by the time I'm 30.
Right.
Most 30-year-olds, a lot of 30-year-olds still are trying to, like, you know what I'm saying?
And the thing about that is that's not like you gotta, it's like you can own your own med practice by the time you're 30 and have that set. that you just even that just that one yeah. and bring in such a good income off of it
exactly
for the rest of your life.
And that's what I'm
and
doing.
You can it. Give it to pass it down, and that's if you don't decide to open up multiple at that point because you 20 years into it and you're like, you know what, I'd have made so much money on board. Let me open three more of them.
You but know, you know what? Like, for just, me, it's less about the money, and I think it's more about me. And I haven't been like I've been very open about this. I feel like in the plastic surgery community, it's taboo for Black women. And I feel mm-hmm. like Black girls are always like, you don't need that or whatever. Yeah. But the reality of it is Black girls are getting, and not just Black girls, ethnic girls
yeah.
are getting plastic surgery with yeah, different features, different skin types, right. different everything. And so I feel
implants
like...
Implants and a bunch of stuff.
As... a Black girl, as an ethnic girl who's super into stuff like that, even though yeah. I don't have any, I'm saying I won't. And I just feel like somebody that looks right, like right. us and can and knows our faces, knows our features, should be injecting us.
Yeah, I was about to say, somebody that knows.
Not that a white doctor couldn't.
Of course not.
Or a doctor that was not ethnic couldn't. But
a bunch of doctors do a damn good job at everything they do.
But I mean, I just feel like people need to see people who look like them doing things that they want to do or want to get done.
Right.
Because when I look at plastic surgery, I look at doctors who know how to deal with Black skin because we scar different, we keloid different.
Right.
We are just different. And so... when you go to a doctor, you want to know, like, how are your incisions? Because I scar dark. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain things like that. And I just, and even though I don't want to be a plastic surgeon, no. I just feel like the aesthetic beauty community is missing
more,
that
it's kind of
representation.
More, yeah, it's kind of more comfortable to know that, like, I know that you are going to scar the exact same way as me. You feel me?
Maybe not exact.
Not the exact, but, like, you're going to scar a lot like me, you feel mm-hmm. me? So you would be more in tune overall, not with just the school knowledge, but a life knowledge as well, you feel me, of how to, like, you feel me, deal with stuff a little better. I'm sure.
I mean, I just feel like it's, you know, I think it's just representation. We don't have it in that market,
yeah.
and that's what I want to be. And not that I only want to do ethnic people. But yeah, I want that to be my specialty. I want the Black girls who are getting their lips done to come to me and be like, hey, doc, I want my lips done. What's the tea? You know what I'm saying? So that's my goal. And I just feel like it's a long ways off, but not really.
No, it's not.
And you know what else I feel like is a long ways off, but not really? Holly's 5th birthday.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
How do you feel having a 5-year-old? Are you not freaked out?
I'm not gonna lie, I still think I'm in kind of like a shock state.
I still don't believe I have a child.
I'm dead serious. Like five years in, and I honestly think I'm still kind of like, I still look very often throughout the day and be like, damn.
Where are your parents?
I really got a kid, bro. Like, mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel
no
like I'm
returns.
Still in shock. It's dope. But
it is,
you know, it also got its days or just moments where it's just like, because every time I turn around, I guarantee you she's yeah. on my leg. But it's also cool to just see her growing up and turning into her own person or just getting her own personality, even though she joke and act just like us mm-hmm. at this point. It's three of the same person in the house.
I think it's great to see her personality come to life. I like to see her little jokes and her little things that she thinks are funny.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny to see how her brain
is piecing
puts it
together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 5, that's, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I was just kind of pregnant. Not just pregnant,
yeah,
but I mean, it ain't been 5 years.
It's so much that you just don't really account for at a certain point. You feel me? I feel like the you block out so not block out, but it's just like the time just
goes by.
You feel me? Like you
just
remember
go day by day, but
if you really think about it,
it
you can remember everything.
Yeah.
Like, damn, holy fuck, that did happen. But then, if you just like, damn, well, has it been 5 years? Because it's really just like you think, like, damn, 5 years is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then you really think in detail, you can remember everything. But otherwise, mm-hmm. you're just like, damn, that's crazy. It seemed like it was yesterday.
It does. It seems like it was yesterday. And now I'm like, damn, is she going to be 10? And it seems like it was yesterday.
Yeah. God, we're going to be what? When she 10?
I'm going to be 30.
What, 30? Jeez. Whoop, whoop. Yeah, nah, 30 good. She's gonna be 20, we gonna be 40, what?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy to think about.
That make us sound like we had kids. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. No,
it does. But we kinda did though. Yeah. I was pregnant 19 and had her at 20. That's young. That is young.
They gonna be like, Grandma, you just getting freaky.
Cause you know what? That's crazy. When she's 25, we'll be 45. She can have a kid. That'll be 5 when we're 50. and 10 when we're 55.
15 when we're 60. And 20 when we're 70. Holy shit.
We here. Yes, motherfucker. That's hella funny. Hell yeah. I can't wait. That's hella funny. We just calculated. No, but for real. You know what? Going back, though, I would not. Okay. Disclaimer, I would not encourage having a baby at 20. However, I'm going to speak from my experience. I would not change it.
What?
Having her young.
Oh. No.
I mean, I wasn't like 15 young. I graduated high school. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't in the hallways waddling. No offense to those who were, but you know what I'm saying? So I graduated high school. But I mean, like, I don't regret having her young because I feel like, number one, I probably would have been fucked mentally. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't. And number two, I feel like that's the reason why I am so responsible on my shit now. Because I did have her young.
Right.
So it made me a more responsible. Like, the things that maybe a normal 24, 23-year-old would do, I wouldn't do because I have kids.
Right.
I mean, I have a kid. Sorry, I don't know where the S came from. Kid.
Right. Nah, it... I ain't gonna lie, I could definitely say sometimes I'd be like, damn, man, I wonder what it would have been different if I would have had her, like, later on in life.
Yeah.
But not like I wish I would have. Mm-hmm. It's just more so, like, I wonder, like, you know, you always think, like, what would it have been like if I was one of the people that I was like, you know what, I had a kid when I was 26, you feel me, and everything was just in order completely, and if I was in this spot in life, like, what would it have been like, maybe? But I'm happy I had her when I had her, because I think if I wouldn't have had Holly, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know where I would have been, bro.
I would have been. Even if you had her at 26, there's no guarantee that your mindset would have changed.
Yeah.
You could have just been a fucked ass 26-year-old that had a kid, and now you're like old and in your ways. Not that 26 is old, but I mean, like, when you're 26,
you're a lot more set in your ways.
You're a lot more set than when you're 20, and you're still trying to figure things out.
Right.
So I feel like maybe things would have been different, but maybe they would have been different for the worse.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly. Who knows?
I think about that sometimes too. You know what's crazy? This is kind of off topic, but on topic. I was watching a TikTok. Of course, watching a TikTok. And it was a lady that was like boohoo crying. First of all, I don't understand how you guys make TikToks boohoo crying.
I don't. Like, where do you have the capacity? That's the thing.
Who's holding the camera?
Where do you have the capacity in your broke down, like,
sad moment?
Like, of that level of crying too. Not even like you just sitting there, like, just dropping some tears, you feel me, quietly. Like, you're literally like, you're literally sitting there, like, boohooing. And you open up the phone, go to the app, go to the video screen, set the filters, and then sit there and record a long-ass video. Then edit it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
So, anyways, I was watching a TikTok of a lady who was basically boohoo crying, like, breaking down, saying, like, how she hates being a mom, basically. And what? How it's... Now, hold on. Don't come in here with your judgmental fucking face talking about some way. Like, I'm going to tell you how I feel. I don't think that when people have kids, certain things aren't said. Like, you might hear, oh, someone's going to ruin your... It might ruin your life. It might stop your goals. Mm-hmm. You might not be able to go out with your friends. No one told you that at your darkest moment, when you're shitting from both ends of your body, you have to still get up and take care of your kid. Like, that's no one told you when you're going through the heartbreak that you feel, your kid's still going to come in your room 50 million times and ask you for stupid ass shit.
Right, and you still got to deal with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think those are the moments that people encounter and they're like, oh, fuck. This does not turn off.
This is not, yeah, you, there's no off button. There's no downtime.
And I'm not going to go as far as to say I hate being a mom. But on some real shit, there are certain times when I wish I didn't have the pressure that I have on my shoulders. That is being a parent. Nothing to do with Holly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but yeah, like, yeah, just the responsibilities.
Of course, not like you wish you didn't have Holly. No, not like that at
but
all.
The responsibilities of a parent are so heavy, and you can't escape them. If you're a good parent, you can't escape them.
You just wish you didn't have to deal with this shit sometimes.
Sometimes I just feel like it's so heavy, and yeah, it's not like a job where I have an end date. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this is forever. Even when she's 21, heartbroken, needing to come to our house to, you know, like, work that out. I feel like, you know, it never ends for us.
Right.
And in those moments when I'm super frustrated with my own personal things, I'd be like, damn, what did I do?
Right.
Like, I really have a kid, and I really can't afford to be breaking down right now.
Yeah, you can't have no time to just be fucked up and down.
And her comments were filled with like, if you hate being a mom, you shouldn't have fucking kids. I'm not saying I hate my kid.
Right. No, I get what I'm saying now. I get why you didn't want me to pull my judgment.
I mean, I think because she came on saying, I hate being a mom, it was like, whoa, bitch, what do you mean?
And what I seen in my head and the way you said it was just like, come, bruh. You feel me? Like, what?
I think it's really hard, though.
Right, it is.
From carrying a baby, and then there's not even just pressure of being a mom. Societal pressure, bouncing back, being a good mom, being a gentle mom. You know what I'm saying? You can't even whoop your kid's ass without people being like, what the fuck, child abuse? How dare you? Your kid has feelings. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
your kid has feelings.
You know? It's like stupid. Like, I know my kid has feelings. What the fuck, right, are you saying that for?
I'm hurting him right now.
Yeah, what the fuck? And I felt her. Like, you know what, bitch? Sometimes I just want to be not a mom, too.
Right.
Not that I'm going to safely surrender her.
Right. Not that I've sat.
Not that I've Googled it.
The fire station 5 blocks down the street on the left accepts kids.
With no questions
between
asked.
Between 5 and 6 on Tuesdays.
No, but it's just more so like. And then in those same moments, I'm like, okay, now you have to get up. Now you have to, like, kick back into gear. As quickly as I have that thought is as quick as she comes running up asking for something.
Yeah, for something else.
So, you know what I'm saying? I just
and
have
then
a...
it's like you catch us. Go ahead, my bad.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go.
No, go ahead.
No.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like disclaiming people who don't have kids and want kids and maybe are young, like, don't do it.
Right.
Like, don't do it. No.
Wait.
No, like, okay, let me put the brace on that.
Don't do it.
No, not don't do
that's
it.
Aggressive as
but hell. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Until.
That's a campaign.
No, seriously, until you are 100% ready to sacrifice everything you care about. Also, though, on the other, I'm going to contradict myself a little bit with
that
statement.
That's true.
I don't feel like I've sacrificed everything I care about to have a kid.
No.
I feel like I still prioritize the things that are important to me. She is one of those things that I prioritize. But I don't feel like I've just been like, because I'm a mom, it's so hard for me to do X, Y, and Z. Like, I feel like that's been my motivation to do X, Y, and Z.
If anything, it makes it harder in a lot of ways.
It does.
But I feel like you don't have to sacrifice everything. Like, you don't.
Do you feel like you've sacrificed everything? Maybe you have because your life was a little different. Maybe not sacrifice, but giving up.
I don't. Well, I can say yes, but I feel like giving up everything is far. I don't know what to really classify that as. It's like, what do you mean? Like, what can I say? Like, I've given up everything. At one point, I'm constantly giving. I'm always here. You right. feel me? So I haven't given up everything because I still got shit to give.
Right.
I'm still finding ways to give you shit. No, so for it's real. Like, I can't say I've given up everything or sacrificed everything. Like, I've made some sick sacrifices for sure. Like, I could definitely say, like, I know I've made some sacrifices to make some stuff happen or, like, you feel me, make some things move at certain points, but... Like, I ain't, like, giving up everything, because shit, I'm still giving. She's in the other room.
That's true.
I just gave her a bedtime story, food, and a whole bunch of other shit.
No, for real. I mean, I'm just talking about giving up things, like, for instance, do you feel like you give up your youth to be a father? Or do you feel like you still live your life, but a little more responsibly because you're a father?
I feel like even as a father, I still lived extremely irresponsible for a while.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, like, can I say, yeah, she, like, stopped me from... Nah, she didn't. I still found ways to go out and be wild in ways that I wanted to, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't prioritize the right amount of time and stuff like that, you feel mm-hmm. me? So, but was there some times where I couldn't go do stuff? And I wanted to, because I had, yeah, there was definitely times where I was like, damn, you know what, I can't go do that. I ain't got no babysitter. When mm-hmm. I was being responsible, and I am, you know, like, but it's not, like, that big of a deal, though. It don't, like, in the moment, it's like, damn. But if you forget quick, you do it three times, at a certain point, you like, you know what, I don't even really feel like going.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely got a babysitter right now. You know, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I ain't got no babysitter right mm-hmm. now. I got the baby, you feel me?
I'm going to lie, ever since Holly was born, I've been having an excuse for everything. Oh, I can't, my baby is over there. I'm sorry, my baby asked for McDonald's, I got to go.
I got to go grab a baby, bro. She in Nebraska. Let me call you back.
Always, always. Oh, I'm sorry, my kid is not feeling well, I have to leave. Yeah, always. Oh, you know what, I need to put her to bed, girl. I got to get off the phone. I got to get off the phone.
Holly, put the phone on vibrate. Let me call you right back.
Yep. I'm sorry. Holly must have had my phone. That's why I didn't see your calls. Holly is my excuse for everything. I love having a kid. If you have a kid and you don't, because I know it's some of y'all, don't get out here acting like, oh, I would never use my kid as an excuse. You are lying.
My God.
You are lying.
Be quiet.
You're lying. Okay, I want to play a game. And the game is, how well do you know your spouse?
Mm.
You want to play?
I'm nervous. Nah, come on.
Why are you nervous?
I'm not.
You don't know me?
Nah, I was just playing.
Okay, favorite color?
Pink.
And yours is red. Okay, favorite food?
Crab. Lobster, sorry.
I would say yours is any type of good cut of meat.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, we go to a restaurant that doesn't have lobster, what am I ordering? Or doesn't have seafood, what am I ordering?
If it doesn't have seafood... You will probably go for, let's see. It depends on what kind of restaurant we go to.
The restaurant has everything.
It has everything. You might get some type of ramen. You could get some fucking, you'll get pasta. You'll get a goddamn, Yeah, I mean, you get a steak sometimes depending on where we at, but it's rare because you don't like big cuts of meat. If you do, it's usually some type of chicken.
You're wrong.
Yes, it is. No, I'm not.
I always get a steak. I always get a filet mignon.
You'll get a good steak, but yeah. You don't really usually fuck with big cuts of meat or hella unnecessary, hella meat.
But you know what? I don't really like... Let me tell you something. I'm not supposed to be playing this game. But I need to say this. There are times when I eat meat and I think about meat. You know what I'm saying? I'm dead ass serious. Pause the game. I have to say this. There are times.
Shut the fuck up.
No, why are you laughing? I'm being serious. There are times when I eat meat and I think about meat. Like, bitch.
Nah, I get you though.
Chomping on a burger and I'm like, bitch, this is five different cows.
Why five?
Because, I mean, your one pack of ground beef is not coming from one cow.
Don't think like that. That's fucked up because you just put that in my head.
Really?
I have never went, this is five or 10 or 15 different cows. on this scale of meat, too, this is probably like 75 different cows.
Bruh.
In my head, I always been like,
hell, different pieces.
I wonder if the cow was healthy. Like,
no, you wonder if all 75.
How did this cow eat? Like, was this cow like, was he mad all the time? Like, did they give him steroids? Like,
no, bruh. I'd be literally sitting there. Damn. You have seen me do that where I like be eating all this. I'll take a bite and like just spit it out. Absolutely disgusted.
Yeah.
It is because I have thought about meat being meat. And then I'm like, wow, bitch, you're that ghetto. You're that much of a savage. The way you're sitting here in public.
Dirty motherfucker.
Public, broad daylight.
Just eating an animal.
Eating 75 animals with condiments.
Peter.
Like, condiments make it any more humane. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I put a little mustard on this bitch. No, bruh, it's still 75 different cows. And the thing about it is, when I get that thought, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm finished with the food. I'm finished with the meal. I want a refund because now I'm disgusted with the establishment.
Yeah, the fact that y'all are selling
this is really
that
grinding.
That man is back there cutting up animals.
Yeah, it's.
Why do you think they got vegans?
I know they have vegans.
Go vegan.
But I really like pescatarian, maybe seafood.
I challenge you.
Okay.
To go vegan for a month.
I cannot vegan.
30 days.
I need cheese. Okay, hold on.
Okay, wait. What's vegan?
See, look at you. Signing me up for some
they
shit.
They got vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian.
I don't think vegans eat.
Nanotarian.
Google it right now.
Imandotarian.
Your phone's over there.
I don't even know what the last two were.
Pescatarian is a person that only eats seafood. I'm pretty sure. I don't think vegans eat, like, byproducts of animals either. And that might be a veggie.
Alright. Based on this, there are several main types of eaters. Omnivores, carnivores, politarians.
Get to the point.
Politarians, pescatarians, vegetarians, and vegans.
Okay, so read the definition. Oh, you don't want to read it?
No, I'll read it.
Veganism is the practice of abstaining from the use of animal products, particularly in diet, and an associated philosophy that rejects the commodity status of animals. So, I don't know.
What?
What do you eat if you're a vegan?
I was about to say that. You gotta get more
on a vegan diet, you can eat foods made from plants, fruits and vegetables, beans, lentils, nuts, and seeds.
Foods made from vegetables, beans, lentils, nuts, and seeds.
You cannot eat animals, fish, living creatures, eggs, egg products, and dairy, honey, or white sugar.
What do you mean, living creatures?
Everything living. You can't eat anything living.
You can't eat anything that's alive at the moment?
Bard, don't be stupid. You can't eat anything living at all.
You gotta get specific.
If it was ever living, you cannot eat it.
Oh, or other living creatures. I thought you said and living creatures. I was about to say, that doesn't make sense. If they named fish and animals and then said and living creatures.
You can't eat things that were ever living.
Oh, well, that's just bad then. So you can't eat nothing at all. Okay, so.
Well, yeah, it's telling you what you can eat. Right, nuts, so then, berries.
So then go vegan for 2 weeks.
No. Why the fuck are you trying to do this?
I don't know. It was a dare. Why not?
No. We're not playing truth or dare. I never heard you say, do you want to play truth or dare? All you said was, okay, so.
Do you want to play truth or dare?
Go vegan for a month. You go vegan for a month.
No.
So what the fuck? Are you gaslighting me then? Because if you're not going to do it, why would I do it? There's nothing wrong with it, but I need my cheese.
I need my cheese.
Yeah, I need my cheese.
I can't do that. I ain't gonna lie. That's bad. That's way too bad.
You need to get your life together.
No dairy whatsoever.
Maybe vegetarian. Maybe they eat cheese. I like meat, though.
I feel like vegetarians just don't eat meat.
I like meat. It's just I don't like what meat is.
Yeah.
And then also, on the other end of that, I do not want a meat grown in the lab. Because what the fuck is that?
Now, that is something that is suspect as hell.
Have you
I
seen
see
that?
I see that, but I still don't know nothing about it.
I tried to look up how they grew it in the lab. No, they didn't show me. What they did was they told me it was a bunch of cells that they scraped off of a feather of a chicken. Because basically, like, there's like cells at the base of a chicken's like feather.
Right.
And they scrub it off and they grow it in like this big ass chamber. And then, but here's my thing.
How do you
grow
meat?
Does it come out clucking or does it come out as like 50,000 chicken breasts that we've grown? Or are we growing chickens?
Or are you growing some type of substance that you're smashing together?
I think so.
And putting in a certain type of thing to make
the meat. Here's what I'm thinking, right?
Because that don't make sense.
And all you scientists, don't fucking come in the comments.
Don't fuck you scientists.
Don't ruin it. I'm telling you how it's working, and this is how I picture it. I picture them taking a feather, right, in a petri dish. Just listen. A petri dish.
I love how low, like, how low scale of, like, quality. Absolutely. We're about to go.
Yes, and
Pyrex and petri.
And this is going to make a lot of sense. Just listen to me. This is a theory. This is not a theory. This is the equation for growing chicken. You scrape off a few feathers in a petri dish, and they were putting it in this big metal chamber. And in a week, they had a chicken breast. In the
chicken breast.
In the petri dish.
So did it shape the petri dish? Like, did it take the shape of the petri dish? I love how you're looking into your hands right now. Like, you got the chicken is in your hands, which is in the petri dish.
Ladies and gentlemen,
if you could see the chicken in the petri dish right now.
I'm trying to paint you a picture. Okay. And that's what I'm doing here. The petri dish is large.
Okay.
The cells that we put in the petri dish were not so large. They were not visible.
The cells that we put in the petri dish.
Yes, the cells that were put in the petri dish were not large. And then the container that we put the petri dish in was large because we grew 500 chicken breasts in a week.
In a week.
And 500 petri dishes. And that is the future, ladies and gentlemen.
That you just sold it.
That's
right
the
there.
Future, yeah.
Investors.
I mean, here's my thing, right? And I'm posing this question to everyone. Everyone who's so fucking, the world. We love the world. I love the world too, bitch. So here's my question. If the government comes out and says, we only giving you guys clone chicken breasts because we're trying to save the world.
Will you be happy?
Will you be happy that the government is taking such large strides to save the ice caps?
If you cannot get your ribeye.
Or if your ribeye was grown in a petri dish from a cow cell.
Right.
Would you still... Now, here's the kicker, bitch. Ribeye is now 72 cents because we've grown 10,000 of them in a day.
Right. Cheap as hell.
Cheap as hell. However, when you cut into it, it could be a jelly substance. I really don't know. So I'm asking all the planet savers, how do you feel about the government's potential quest to save the earth by serving us clone meat? Now, me personally, that's when I go vegan. That's when I make the lifestyle change.
I think the world would literally like start to crumble.
You think so?
I believe heavily if they removed meat from the list of things you're allowed to eat, shit would crumble. People would be pissed on a different scale. I don't think it would just, like, people would adjust because they don't save the world. Motherfuckers are going to be mad.
That's what I'm saying.
They cannot.
So are you saying you're against climate change? Let me know now. Do you want us to burn or do you want to eat chicken? I mean, you can do both. You can... eat chicken now and burn in a couple years. Or you can stop eating meat and we can start growing things in a petri dish. Personally, from a science perspective, as a future nurse,
What is that? Okay.
What does that have to do? Okay. And I'm going to tell you that too. It has nothing to do with anything, but I realized that being in nursing school gives me a right to make nursing my entire personality.
Right.
So, girl, you going out? Mm-mm, bitch. I'm a nursing student. Mm-mm. I'm not going out with you. Mm-mm.
That don't got nothing to do with
you. You
want to
eat pasta? No. I'm a nurse. I'm a nursing student. Are you insane?
And then you get the idiots that's like, oh, yeah, huh?
You're right. Why would I offer you pasta?
Right.
No. On another note, on another off-topic note, I'm just giving you whatever topics are on my brain today.
Drop them.
I'm concerned about nursing school. And in another aspect, because all the shit I've done on TV.
Oh.
No, for real.
Oh.
No, for real.
That's worrisome.
No, for real. I'm going to talk to my...
You're an animal.
No, I'm not.
You're an animal.
I'm not an animal.
Go and get him.
I'm not an animal.
You're not. I'm not an animal.
I am not an animal.
I'm not an animal.
In my humble defense, I do feel like I only come out when people come in.
That was,
However, nevertheless, I am still worried. And I do need to talk to my teacher about it.
If you came out when people came in, wouldn't that put y'all in different places?
Absolutely.
So maybe you are in when people come in.
No. I come out when people come in to my fucking space.
To my fucking space.
To my fucking brain. I was in the closet. I was minding myself until you fucking knocked on my door.
I was in the closet playing in my clothes.
So anyways, that's just an off topic, on topic. But, you know, I do feel like...
Okay, so why are you worried about it, though?
Well, because, like...
I was about to say, you can't just skate over that into another topic.
No,
you
I'm not.
You worried about it it was something severe
I'm
happening.
Worried about it because, basically, what I have been learning is that it's not, like... And, obviously, I knew this, and that's why I feel like I've calmed down and been, like, a lot quieter. But I just feel like this is a field where people look at stuff like that and want to discredit you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, like, the dean was talking about, like, she was like, today, everybody, start cleaning up your social media. Start, like, watching what you say. Watching what you do. If you go to the club, don't post your shots.
Right, stuff like that.
Because our externships will look at that. Our clinicals will look at that. Or whatever. And I was just thinking, like, damn, am I fucked? I don't feel like I'm a bad person, but I just feel just like the things that people wouldn't normally see because this show is about our lives.
Right.
So I feel like I'm at a disadvantage because other people might have things going on sick ass shit going on behind closed doors.
Right.
You would never know. And they would come to school, do their thing, go on their social media, nothing. But because this is my job.
Right. But I feel like you also have to think that. You gotta look at it like this, like, yeah, if you were to, like, search your name and, like, do a certain check for, like, social media stuff, that you would find some things, but I feel like they will also look at the fact that, like, look at your history, you feel me? Like, look at the stuff that's on paper. Look at, like, the schooling you've done, the schools that you've gone to in the past, the achievements that you've got, the jobs you've worked, like, you feel me? Look at everything that you've already done. In the wake of that, because then that's really just like that's just the public, that's just how the blogs are.
I'm hoping, because when I heard that, I ain't gonna lie, I was hella concerned.
But I think it's also a way that you can help get that stuff cleaned up too.
Oh, I don't think so. The sick part is, y'all, is to be honest and truthful, a lot of the shit they be posting be lies. Like, I be watching. Like, some of these, because I get the Google alerts, you know? So, I'd be clicking on some of these things about me, and it'd be like, we have an exclusive sexy photo of teen mom Ashley Siren.
Yeah!
It's just me, like, in a low-cut top, taking a, like, regular selfie, but the hashtags are, like, sexy. Sexy
scandalous
photo. Sexy teen mom. And it's like...
Why are you making
it
this?
It was like, Ashley bears all in... And skin tight.
That sounds like one of them titles right there.
And I'm like, wait. I'm thinking like, oh, shit. What the? You know what I'm saying? I click it.
You say, oh, yeah. Like, you felt like you just got told the exclusive on somebody else.
Oh, no. So I'm like, let me click this motherfucker. It was the picture we took the other night.
What?
That you posted on your Instagram. Yes. I was like, come on.
I'm not even posting no more, bro. I'm done. That's like,
That's why I stopped it posting
so much.
It makes
you not even, like, it make you, like, and then it's, like, when you do want to post, it's, like, you still, y'all do shit like that. Like, what are you, what?
What? There's one time you when I messaged.
You probably typed this article with that shirt on.
I messaged one of
the bloggers.
One of the bloggers, and I was like, you pathetic. Beep, Big. Beep. How dare you not do no beep research, you beep.
Did she say anything back?
I don't know. I think I unsent it because it was so mean. But my whole point
that
is...
That was going up right on the ball.
Like, don't... I just feel like... You, don't call yourself a journalist. If you're taking screenshots of comments on Instagram and that's your article.
Right.
Things need to be evidence-based.
You got to have something to back it. Do some research. Go be a real journalist... And go out to the place. Go get in contact with the person. or the people that was there. Go get exclusive pictures.
And that's what I said. You ain't got no... And then they'd be like, oh, we got an exclusive statement. It'd be my Instagram caption. It was not exclusive.
What are you achieving here?
How do you have a website?
Do you have subscribers to this website?
I'm about to start a website. Mm-hmm. Blogging the bloggers.
Nah, I started a website called I Hate Ashley.
You remember that show where they'd be like, I'm Ashley, that's me.
Well, why does that sound so familiar?
Yep. 100%. That used to be my shit. That just reminded me when you said I hate Ashley. It used to be called Dear Ashley. That's me. I used to love her.
What else was up? What was, In Living Color was sick.
What is that?
In Living Color.
What is that?
With all of the actors, everybody used to be on In Living Color.
What is it about?
Jim Carrey, everybody.
What is it about?
It's just a skit show.
It's like
a
all
bunch
that?
It's just a bunch of big, funny, dumbass skits, literally.
Like Comedy Central?
Yeah. Like, what is her name? It's because you got a ponytail.
Oh, yeah.
That
was
shit.
Mad TV, though,
yeah,
right?
It was that type of shit, though, In Living Color.
Oh, shit. It's an old school show? Mm-hmm. In Living Color? I never heard of that.
Jim Carrey on it, he was young.
I never heard. I love me some Jim Carrey.
He's great.
He is.
You know what I was just thinking about?
What?
I was looking at some of these actors, and I'm like, bruh, they're getting old as hell.
They are.
Like, when we were, like, you could actually see the difference now. Like, mm-hmm. I used to look and be like, you feel me? You see actors, and you never think, like, you're going to look one day, and he's going to have a fully gray head. And I'll be looking now like, have you seen, like, Tom Hanks?
Getting old, getting up there.
Tom Hanks is up there. Like, I was like, damn, I just seen him on the interview. I still date him. Jump on it.
I still date Tom Hanks.
Get you Forrest Gump.
Bubba Shrimp.
My name is Bubba.
Shrimp grits, shrimp tacos.
Yeah, nice. He said shrimp and grits.
I used to love that movie. Why don't you love me, Jenny?
Jenny was so out of pocket.
She was.
Jenny was the ultimate bitch in that movie.
And there were so many times I was like, Forrest, honestly?
Bruh!
Honestly, Forrest, she's not even that hot.
You know how many times I got mad and was like, bro, you are... And then was like, oh, fix yourself. Forrest is, he's not... Come on, boy.
I would have dated Forrest.
Come on, Forrest.
I would have married Forrest.
Because I used to be like, you just come on, bro. You got it. You can see it, Forrest. Come on. You know it.
But you know what, though?
And he did, though, because he used to always look at her. He knew.
Looking at her like, bitch, something ain't right.
He was just in love with her.
Jenny was a little fucking skeezer.
A skeezer?
A little fucking skeezer.
He's a goddamn skeezer.
No, but I was... Something told me the other day. I was just like on Philo watching my shows. And Young and Pregnant came up. And I clicked it, and it was season one.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, look, just speaking to, like, you don't expect people to get old. I was looking at that first season, and I was like, oh, my God. We got older.
Bruh, don't say it.
Like, the mirror doesn't show up, but the camera does. The camera shows it. I'm like, what the fladoodle? We are older.
Yeah, we are older. I you know what? I'll be looking at that, too. I just put a picture up on Instagram not too long ago. And I was like, I was 18. It was the night the first one of the first nights we hung out. And I had the red True Religion.
Oh, yeah.
And
yep.
I was in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like this big.
Bruh.
And it's like, what I'm still, time. Like, I'm not big now, but like, even, I was like 95 pounds, it looked like.
You were small. I was small. We were small. The world was so big. We were just small, just doing anything we wanted to.
We were some of the biggest people in it.
Speaking of that picture, I wanted to just say this, y'all. Falls upon us. You said red. You said red True Religion.
Oh, I was about to say, hold on.
And it made me think about fall.
Rewind. Okay.
Fall is here. It is time to get your candles. I don't want to see no motherfucking Malibu Paradise candles in your house, bitch. It's fall. I want some spicy spices, warm fillings. I want to see some pumpkins. I want y'all to get. I want to encourage y'all to get into the spirit because we let time pass us by. No, I'm not even being funny.
You should drop a fall candle line with some ignorant ass ignorant ass names. Y'all, look for the pre-order link.
You know I'm quick with it.
Right, some candles. We got some ignorant candles. Name candles coming for fall.
No, but seriously, I that's why I like to get into holidays because it lets you enjoy. If you get into like seasons and holidays, it really makes your year like something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Like I look forward to September on because that's like holiday season.
Right.
And I love when I can have a tree. And a candle and a pumpkin, and no one looks at me crazy because it's summer.
Right, right.
Get into it. Also, stop.
Get into
also, it. Also, stop wearing lime green in the fall. I don't want to see lime green. I don't want to see hot pink. I want to see fall colors.
No, you know how many people don't? I ain't gonna lie. I was not one of them people at all that accounted for the seasons at all.
Well, you need to get into it.
I wasn't. The only reason I think about stuff like that and remotely at all now is because of you.
But it makes shit so much more fun, I feel like, for me.
I just went from either jackets to no jackets.
Here's the thing, though.
Always jeans.
When you wake up.
Or pants.
If it's fall, right, and it's cold, you wake up, you light a candle. The candle smells homey, warm. You know what I'm saying? You have, like, a nice chunky sweater. You have a nice warm drink. It's all a whole thing.
I know, but...
It's a whole thing, and it goes together, and I want people to do it.
You sound like you're trying to... You want to, in one of them Santa movies, trying to get the spirit back.
Yes.
So the sleigh can lift up off the ground.
No, for real, y'all. I think the world needs that. I think the world needs more people singing Christmas songs together.
Right.
More people motherfucking having a good time.
You remember when during Christmas, all of the most famous people used to link up and have that singing thing.
Mm-mm.
They all, you don't remember when the videos used to play the advertisements for it on TV?
Oh yeah,
and it'd be hella famous ass mm-hmm. people all sitting there in a choir singing
mm-hmm.
all like the Christmas songs.
I do,
songs. Yeah.
I do. Oh man, y'all,
that was back when it was good.
Damn. And I tried to speaking of back when it was good, I tried to find Holly out of the box.
Out of the box.
And I couldn't find it nowhere, y'all.
Oh, you can't find it online?
I couldn't find it.
No.
Nope.
It probably got discontinued for something.
But where is the history? That was history.
You know what? Some stuff just don't exist.
You know
anymore.
How many times I wished I had a big ass box like that? We ain't never had. My mom didn't never have no big boxes like that.
It's so many things that's hard to find.
Like, Oswald, Maggie and the Ferocious Beast. Don't even get me started right now.
Something I used to watch a lot was...
Dragon Tales.
They came out with Samurai Jack. You probably never watched it. You watch Samurai Jack?
I've heard of it.
They got some new Samurai Jack where it's like, I ain't watched it yet, but I seen like a clip of it. And I hate how they redo new shows.
Yeah. I tried to get into Proud Family. Did you know there was a new episode, where Penny was disrespecting Sugar Mama?
Yeah, I seen that.
I mean, that if that's not 2022 for you, because Sugar Mama would have whooped her ass all up and down that house.
Dogged her. In the original one, Sugar Mama would have dogged her hard.
Penny would have never even thought of talking to her like that.
No, she would have been terrified.
I don't know what's going on.
People, you know what? It's all of this, like, I don't want to say it like that, but it's just like everybody has like an equal voice. And it's like, no, they don't. That's my kid.
Do you remember Billy
you
and
Mandy?
You
are a child. You do not have an equal voice right now. You better watch your goddamn mouth.
You have a voice, but you it's have just a voice. Not equal.
Yeah, you have a voice, but I'm the adult.
All right. We're out of time. I don't even know what we talked about on this podcast. I'm not even going to lie.
This is the, third one in a row where we don't know what we talked about?
Well, because we were all over the place.
We literally don't know. Because you just said that somebody brought up something. I was like, we didn't talk about that.
Guys, we had a different plan for the podcast today. A few announcements. Number one, we had a different plan for the podcast today, but we had to switch gears very, very last minute. It is 11:30 at night. So that is why I'm so scatterbrained. Number two, the podcast will be undergoing a revamp in the next couple of weeks, so I just want you guys to be aware of that. And yeah, I'm sorry for the scattered podcast, but I feel like we talked about whatever was on our minds at 11:30 at night. Right. So
you know you were thinking about it too.
Exactly. And in that case, we will see you next week. Bye.